Tom Ceratori is now joining us outside the Beaver bench. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks a lot, Schultze.
We were just talking how a 3-on-3 puts you into some unusual circumstances and positions of the game that you're not used to playing, and Tommy Muck, prime example of that, and what a play he made.
Oh, big-time play, and of course, you know, and our seniors, our leadership came through right there.
Well, you know, that first period, Tom, I thought you had great jump at the beginning. Just couldn't really get the puck through, which was kind of the theme of the night, typical Saturday night, but it was tough sledding for you to get the puck in a good scoring place for you.
Well, guys, get used to it. That's what it's going to be like for the next 10 games. I mean, this is what you're going to see, and this is play. This is what you're going to see. And get used to it. There's not going to be any easy ice.
I think the line I used was it looked like this game was played in quicksand at times, where you just can't move because there was somebody on you all the time. And again, that's a credit to both teams.
Well, they really defended hard. They defended quick. You know, that we were out of our rhythm, boy, and that was all because of them. And that wasn't us. It was all because of Tech. And, you know, we just created some long passes. Honestly, I thought they played really well. They deserved, you know what, I guess it's a tie. We sit there and look at things like this extra point. A tie's a tie. But you know what? We both probably deserve that. Nobody deserved to lose that game.
Well, Zach Driscoll, another solid performance for you, Tom. And his first shot was that breakaway 7 minutes into the game. He comes to play.
Oh, yeah, I know. He's a good goalie, guys. We're very fortunate.
The goal that you got was one of the most bizarre face-off play goals that I've seen, because you won it in your defensive end, and all of a sudden, a few seconds later, that's a handful of guys all making a play to all work together for a good outcome.
Well, that's an aerial. We call that an aerial, and it's a set play, and we just want to get the puck out, obviously, and we want to create foot races.
Well, so I mean, before the faceoff, you're calling that play. I mean,
guys know. It's we're either right this weekend. We are rimming because they forecheck so hard on lost faceoffs. We're either rimming or we're doing aerials, and a lot of it's predicated who the partners are. Like if you've got somebody on their forehand on the inside, it's going to be an aerial. If you have like two lefties and it's on the wrong dot, it's going to be a rim. It's all predicated on where the faceoff is, who's out there, so guys know.
And that was a perfectly executed play. I mean, Owen wins it clean, and then Brad's clear was perfect.
Yes, exactly. So once in a while, again, you get puck lucky.
You'll take it, right?
You bet.
See you next week.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Officially a 1-1 tie. Beavers get the extra point, win it in the 3-on-3, 2-1.